I got cat hair all over me. God, fuck. What did I... I must have gotten back on the bed for a second or something after I got dressed. What's my gas situation here? 104 miles. That's enough to get here and back. Okay. No gas, but we're going to the gas station. Because I've got needs. I need something. Okay, I'm gonna go make this whole drink thing happen. put this drink, that the iPad is still going to sit somewhere. Okay, maybe if I try set it up there. Backing out as well. I'm gonna let her go. She's backing out weird. I'm not sure where she's exactly going. Okay. She is going to cross my path. Nope, go.
That's cool.
Where is she going? Okay, here we go. That's. Oh. Well, I'll just pull up then, I guess. See, that's just never going to be a good place for the iPad because the power button will wedge into that thing, and maybe there's good. I don't know. This lady just fucking passing me on the on-ramp here. It's a gutsy move. Floral print. Vanilla power bar was a poor choice.
ABC is more family friendly, or like murder.
Yeah.
They either do like murder.
They want a dichotomy.
Or, yeah, you know what I mean? Murder. So we were kind of in the middle of that. So Yeah, white girls love you, bro.
White girls love you.
You know what's weird, though? You know what's weird? Is I've never been with a white
girl. Like, when you say you've never been
with... Never slept with a white
girl. Did you kiss one?
I've kissed one. Fellatio's been involved.
Ah!
I've never...
Yeah. Are there differences in techniques?
I mean, in the fellatio?
Yeah.
they're just all in. They're not thinking about anything else. Black girls be thinking about other shit. Like, tell the girl one time this girl you smacking.
I'm trying to be on device.
Yeah, on any previous track. Plus, we've also got legend in the game right now, an all-time amazing human being. Eats everything. We'll be with us.
Turn into a disco fiasco.
Disco fiasco.
Indeed.
Catch us, Disclosure, this weekend, only on Beats One.
Get the exact show times for your countries at BeatsOneRadio.com.
Beats One. Beats
sound. From LA to the world.
This is
Beats One.
It's pre-game time. Right now in the United Kingdom, people are getting ready to go out and getting ready. It's just gone after 5, which means it's time. For anyone out here in the United States of America, we'd like to introduce you to something we like to call the early start to the weekend.
Oh, shit!
Yes, sir, check in. New York City is in, Los Angeles is in. LDN, Juliette Anouk is getting ready. This is your triple threat. Pre-game throwdown. Beats One. Let's go.
I'm
Yeah, drop the Beats 1 shit all over this one so no one bootlegs it. This fucking hot exclusive. Oh, whatever, I'm not gonna front though. I'm happy to be listening to this song right now. Okay with this.
Sunshine kicks things off proper. This is a triple threat business, and the Knox makes it happen. Yeah, it feels. Where are you tapped in right now? All over the world. Some people got one more working day before the weekend. Some people are getting ready to work this weekend. Some people are getting ready to go out. We're right across it. 100 countries.
Some people are dying. Some people are being born. Some people are having sex right now. Some people are still asleep.
Beats one.
Some people are having this fucking song featuring Betty Wap force on them. We are one, is what I'm saying. One world, one nation, one. Beats one. Woke up late this morning. I don't know what happened, but my alarm was supposed to go off at 7. It was turned on. It was still set to 7, but it just never, I don't know. There was an Xbox controller on top of my clock radio, and it's possible that maybe it was pushing a button that somehow fucked the whole thing up, holding a button down. I don't I don't know. But I convinced myself that it was Saturday, and then the cat hopped up in the bed, as it is wont to do, to say, fucking get up and feed me, you lazy piece of shit. And I was like, all right. And as I started sitting up to, like, think, like, I should probably pet this cat for a while and then go feed it and then come back to bed, I was like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure today's not Saturday. Let me look into this. And then sure enough, it was fucking Friday. I was like, fuck, I gotta, fuck.
Yes.
What's going on, man? How are you, bro?
I'm here, man. Just enjoying your vibes early, getting everybody ready for their Friday. Good vibes, great music, you know.
Tommy, bro.
Nah, man.
Oh, dude.
Not yet. Not for like 2 hours. Let Julie go, and then I will unleash animal noises.
When did you realize, Ebro, that you had the voice of a golden panther?
I never realized this until this moment.
At what point during your childhood did you go from
I'm Ebro
to
I'm Ebro? You want to hear a funny story? When I was born, I didn't have hair.
I mean, just being honest, is it quick?
No, it's super fast. I didn't have hair until I was 3 years old, and I was slightly wrinkly.
Wait, hang on a minute. As far as statements go, I'd just like to represent all infants around the world by suggesting not many three-year-olds can say that they've actually started really growing hair.
I'm just saying, I didn't have any. I had nothing. And now where I am in life, I don't have any again. But the point being is I was always an old man with a grumpy face and probably a deep voice.
You wear it well, man. You wear that no hair vibe real well. Let me tell you,
hence
the devil. Hence the devil, man. So listen, man. Summertime out here in Los Angeles. It's got one of those weird overcast starts to the day, but we've got
that sucks for you. Sucks for you. It's New York City.
Nah, it's beautiful out here, man. Don't get confident, man. Los Angeles burns that off by 11, let me tell you. If it's such a lovely day where you are right now, and I know exactly where you are right now, looking out through that glass over New York City with that iconic Manhattan skyline, I want you to tell me what your ultimate New York summer anthem is.
My ultimate New York summer anthem? Yo, there's so many. It would have to be a Jay-Z record, man. Jay-Z ran summers in New York City for so many years.
Yeah.
Dear Summer, Jay-Z might have
to be one. There it is.
Dear Summer, literally an ode to the
literally
summer.
The first one I thought of.
Where I come from in Auckland, New Zealand, we love our summers. We look for our summer anthems. And we always look to the west coast of the United States of America with a certain amount of kind of lineage. There's a connection between Auckland, a connection between LA. Basically, Los Angeles is a big fancy showbiz Auckland. Same low skylines, same ton of warehouses, same coast. Same absolute love of sublime.
Right. Well played. Early in the morning, rising to
I feel really sorry for New Zealand being represented as being way into sublime. Sublime's last show, or second to last show, I don't remember which exactly, was in Petaluma. I'm pretty sure I know someone who knows the person who sold this guy the drugs he did that caused his... That's been the anecdotal story for years around here, is that, like, oh, it was so-so, oh, no, it was this guy, okay. That sold him that shit. So that's better than yet another fun Petaluma claim to fame, you know, so soak that in.
I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. Hit the pot, hit this all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. I can love and learn to love and come back to me.
I got. I said, remember that. Love is what I got. Hey.
This is your weekend.
Or at least that's possible, I guess. Who knows, right?
Quarter after midday, you're edging that much closer to New York City and London. You're there. Quarter after five with Juliette Anuga. She's got you in 45 minutes' time. As far as the UK is concerned, looking for those summer anthems. So many of them get played on a daily basis by Juliette Anuga. But I want to throw you a little flip just to me. Hey, Alex Turner and Joshua Homme have one of the funniest radio shows of Beat Flip's short history. And you can go to the Alligator Hour.
I think other people do it that way there too, or maybe just him, but his presentation that I think is like super refreshing for like radio. And I'm sure like if you know, live with him on the radio for years, then you're just like, whatever, fuck it, who cares? But, I mean, I like that he typically comes on between both songs. It just says a little bit. Like, I want some talk. Like, you know, the problem with regular radio is it's like song, 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 ads, song, station identification, songs. Guy comes on and, you know, backfills the back announces the music. Tells you about the fucking weather. Tells you about the radio station's fucking concert. And this comes across as like shit like Land or fucking Sublime. It's just like.
Juliette Anuga's coming up, but don't forget, legendary scenes. If you're a Q-Tip fan, a music fan, a rap fan, then tonight's Abstract Radio show will go down in history.
Abstract Radio.
What up, world?
Q-Tip right here. You can check me out on Abstract Radio. You know what I mean? You can hear joints like this.
Say you love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head and just chit-chatter.
Make sure you check out BeatsOneRadio.com.
Zane Lowe is singing along to the fucking commercials for the other fucking shows on the station.
Radio.
Like, that's real crazy. That's real crazy.
And the Abbey has something very special lined up for all Beats One crew. Abstract Radio. Set a reminder. Do not miss it.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
Set a reminder, huh?
USA.
That's like a very iPhone.
Her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she.
Huh.
Says,
all right.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. From out on the island, in the bathroom, she was everybody's darling.
But this Ebro guy, the guy that got out of New York, like is like the lead New York guy.
She says, hey, babe.
Like I know he had some like radio shop, or like he'd done some other stuff. I don't know what. I just remember Riff Raff fucking talking a bunch of shit about him and going back and forth for a little while because Ebro didn't think that Riff Raff was like a real rapper or whatever it was. And that was the only time I've ever heard of that dude.
Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions over tip of the vibe was. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak through the
jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. I like filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
CDJs never ever do it justice.
CDJs, you can't grab it right. Can't grab it.
Crank up the bass in the mids. That's a good day right there. What's up, this is Beats One broadcasting from Los Angeles.
I am saying low.
And right now we're in New York City where our boy Ebro Don is hanging out. What's up, Ebro?
Man, I'm here, bro. Like what you're doing. Can't wait for Abstract Radio tonight. Q-Tip's gonna lean on the world.
I don't even know if we're allowed to actually say, because you and I, of course, are privileged to what he's got lined up. But I, Tip is an interesting dude. I don't want to kind of jump ahead of the curve.
I know. We had about a 45-minute conversation the other day. And I think we can say...
Wait, can you just say that one more time?
45-minute conversation.
With who?
Q-Tip the Astro.
Sorry, man, you dropped something.
And I could safely say that tonight is the first installment of what I think he wants the world to understand is the resetting, the recalibration of lyrics, MCs,
bars
in hip-hop.
Bars.
Yes. And because, you know, a lot of people get clouded with the whole, you know, friction between and the competitive nature in hip-hop of the MC. They get clouded to think that it's all about beef, if you will. And I think what he's attempting to do tonight, and from what I know is going to be successful, is to recalibrate and get everyone's attention on the lyrics.
Bars.
The styles. The cadence.
You ever rap them? Did you ever get on the mic? Did you ever bless the mic?
No, never. You were in a rap group, sir.
Good to talk with you, Ebro. Good looking out, man. No, I'm proud. I'm proud. I stand by it. I guarantee it.
Nah, man, I didn't rap, man. I never rap.
Oh, man, we're gonna flip it. We're gonna switch it. This went out to the north of England, old Manchester crew. We haven't forgotten about your summer. Yeah. What's up, Noel?
They made all these fun, like, you know, the new road off the Golden Gate Bridge is, like, wide and is just some gentle kind of banked, like, raised curves off these overpasses down into the city, and it's, like, a fun little slightly snaky drive. I mean, after, you know, all the time going straight on the freeway, like, coming off that and having some nice gentle curves. It's the type of shit you want to do 70, 75 through for maximum enjoyment. And the speed limit is 35. Fuck that. And there was no traffic this morning through there, so I was able to have fun there.
Q-Tip's going in, special surprises for you. Disclosure coming up, they have Sam Smith as a guest. We have Other Tone with Scott Benner and Pharrell Williams, and guest is Puff Daddy this weekend. Jaden Smith has Vic Venza this weekend. Soul Action has Jaden Smith this weekend. Everyone's starting to hang out, you see? I love it when a plan comes together. And don't forget, after the incredible OVO sound last weekend, this weekend, Blockbuster Broadcasting.
Positive! Ah! One, the pharmacy with Dr. Dre.
Wait, hold up. I get my own radio show. Oh, somebody. Doug. Yo,
ready? Let's from the West Coast to the world, exclusively on
Apple Music.
Motherfucker.
I might have to listen. I
the
might have to fucking
back.
Make time for this show. If they're gonna announce the Straight Outta Compton soundtrack stuff. There is a clean, there is a radio edit of this song that they are not playing. You got to get up, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we giving it up. Like, there are alternate lyrics to this song. I don't know why the fuck. When she got in the back door, looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this, just a swinging mic. Don't talk and walk if you're down with the set. Take a put some and take this from this jet out of town. Put it down for the father of rap. And if you get cracked, jet your track, come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the ace, you'll be relieving the stress.
It's the D-R-E.
Dr. Dre.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the CBT.
Wait, what?
King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoa, the field rolling on dubs.
Whatever version of this they have is like cut crazy. It's cut for like fucking daytime TV or something.
Dipping through hoods, Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. This California love, this California got a gang of bug. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, man?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
You're not gonna say the killer streets, but you're gonna say, sup, bitch.
Hold up.
Pharmacy's back this weekend, and don't forget,
hope you're ready for the next episode.
So is money, pizza, respects.
You ever seen a rapper with like exotic animals? I see all these dudes and like they'll buy a Lamborghini and then just put like a cheetah on the hood and let it like destroy the car. Anything like that?
A tiger?
Yeah, that's the question.
Man, like,
did you ever own
five peacocks?
Hold on one second. You own five peacocks?
Yeah.
That's what you open with.
Wait,
man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where are they? Like in your house?
Yeah, they got a
they're on the yard.
Thing, like, whole area.
Okay, that's killer.
Do you have you named all of them?
Yeah.
Okay,
the first
go.
Four was the Rat Pack.
Okay.
And I had an albino that is Frank Sinatra.
You have an albino peacock named
yeah,
Frank Sinatra?
So when he, and he's completely...
All right, the show's over, guys.
Well,
show. I want to thank Jermaine Dupri. I'm never going to do this show again. It's only going to be worse from here.
Money, pizza, respect with guest Jermaine Dupri. That's a must list that's coming this weekend. Disclosure are back today.
There's no confusion in your eyes. Let's all abide together. Together.
And
Check out the sounds of Disclosure, of course, with Nile Rodgers, Jimmy Nates on the hood, and Sam Smith. Yeah. Always been together, that crew, and they've done it again with Omen, the brand new track. Take it from Disclosure's new album called Caracal. It sounds like something Drew would say. New album.
Caracal.
Yo, what is it?
Caracal.
It's some awesome cat, a caracal.
Caracal.
Not a caracal, which is what you and Chris said the other day on your show.
I said caracal.
Caracal. Yo, can you get me a little tube of caracal? That rash ain't going away. I need to sort that out. That rash behind my ears, the caracal will sort that out real quick.
I got a little caracal I need to take care of.
That's that. Yo, I just went on holiday, man. I met this guy who grows some mean caracal. We drink it.
Yo, Triple Threat Fridays is always amazing, bro.
I like the pregame. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, we'll probably make a decision in about 6 months. I'm just throwing mine on the table.
Pregame I like too, but let Julie's idea ring for a minute, Zane. Come on, man.
All right, ladies first.
Let her thing ring for a few weeks, and then we'll change the name later.
All right, Money Love. I got you. Such a sensitive bear.
Man, listen, man. I'm trying to take care of Julie. She's our little sister, man.
Of course she is. Hey, James, pass me the caracal.
I wonder what I need a tall glass of caracal. I'm gonna run to the corner store. It's Friday.
Ebro! Ebro!
Pretty good. What you saying about other time this weekend and guest Puff Daddy?
Yo, it's gonna be amazing. I'm very into the work that Pharrell and Puff have done on Finna Get Loose, too. So yeah. It's gonna be interesting to hear them, you know, because I've never been, and nor has probably anyone ever, got to be a fly on the wall in one of their conversations.
That's the beautiful thing about Other Tone, man. These shows is, you know, when the artists, they've invested, they've dedicated themselves to it, they're reaching out to people that they admire, their friends, their peers, and they're like, hey, man, let's talk. We can control this. We don't have to put up with Zane and Ebro asking us questions anymore. We can control this. Have you noticed that? Our whole interview game has dropped dramatically since we launched this radio station. Yes.
But I knew that was going to happen. Who wants to talk to me and you when they could talk to...
Me and you.
When they can talk to OVO Sound, when they can talk to...
That's all that's left. Me and you, talking to me and you. That's all we got. This conversation, this interview right now, this is the peak of our career going forward.
So, Zane. Yes. When is the last time you've been in the same room with the Fat George?
Oh, like about a week and a half ago. It was me.
When you left, were you a little itchy?
Oh, no. Do I need the caracal?
Yeah, you need some caracal.
I need some caracal? Man, that guy, man. He walks the talk, and he wears it, too. And then he shares it. And then he shares it with everybody else.
You know, and then he doesn't wash it, and he wears it again the next day.
You know, I asked Kanye West once something. Just pick that
bars.
Up. Pick that up for me.
Gems.
Pick that up for me. I asked him, I said to him, what beat do you wish you'd made? This is way back, first interview I ever did with him. First album.
Oh, wait, hit the bomb to that. First interview, ladies and gentlemen, that means... Like more than one is like 10.
Bars! I said to him, what's the beat you wish you'd made? You know what he said?
Well, guess what?
Uh-huh, yeah. He's right.
Bring that back, though.
James, can you make a mental note? We need rewind effects on the show.
The name of the person.
I can't do that with my mouth anymore. It's embarrassing. We're just building this, ladies and gentlemen. We're just building the station. We call this growing with our audience.
Exactly.
That's what we call
this. We're in it together. It's a family affair.
Together.
Kanye West actually created that beat.
Shut up.
Yes.
Don't undermine my story. Was he pulling my leg?
Yes.
He did not make this beat.
Yes.
Google that. I mean, look it up on a random search engine.
D. Angeletti is a friend of mine.
Ultimate
and Kanye threat. West was working under his tutelage at the time. And made that loop. And that became the Benjamins beat. And Kanye didn't get credit.
So he was sending a message?
Exactly.
I think I just inadvertently started something.
This is Let Bygones Be Bygones. I can't take any more stress. I can't take the anxiety of being a rap fan these days. It's stressing me out.
That comes with it. That comes with it, the stress of the streets of New York City.
Yeah, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. Three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7-0s over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my
talk
word.
About it.
Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag of for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something I want to crank it out with the clutch.
Grow up. Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with more sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept vows. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Binge Jeep for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I'll leave you. I'm only here for that green paper.
I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. I have poppy flips outside those gatos. The end yacht with cash flowing like Sosa. And the Latin chick transporting in the ice cream. Stampeding over prop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, stealing away from Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stashing the
paper. I mean, it is a pretty distinctive beat. I'll say that about it.
When I was younger, once the boner. I only hit chicks who win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mental. Stay popping crystal. Pack a black pistol in the act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringing. Gondolas with the band singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my bizzles. Player, you mad for. Acting hard when you as fancy as RuPaul's.
Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low for the J and the Taurus.
Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me for making me so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your deep throat. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's black and coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. All that kick, player hating from the sideline. Get your own shit. Why you riding mine? I'm a good fella, condolate. Stash the 80s in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew, and I kick you.
Bad boy.
I'm in skills, crystal steel, high bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure.
I always thought that this, like, this change, like, going to this beat, like, I never really thought it fit. Like, the transition back just were, I always thought it was really clunky.
And I'm living that whole life, we push weight. State Penn, foes in Penn State, this is close, Francis, the prior mantis. Attack with the map, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, on my left will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benjis.
Why? Pop Daddy, very special guest. On Other Tone with Pharrell Williams and Scott Bennett this weekend. It's coming, Beats One. Live from Bedford, Star the Sun, the live is one. Represent a BK to the fullest, let's go.
Before you go, I want to talk to you.
Pharrell, you're a genius. Shout out, Shay. Chad, go. NEID, Run to the Sun, this is your pregame triple threat business.
Thinking about the time we shared and how I wasn't there. It hurt me. These people overwhelmed me. have tricks up your sleeve. I'm not ready to be believed. I know I'm always asking for something for another, but this time, it's just time. Cause I love her. Well, baby, he don't change his mind, or fate, or time.
Yeah, dude, walking in the street, walking directly in front of this fucking car. Oh my god, are you fucking shitting me? Dude, just fucking like walked in front of a fucking car, like super fucking slow. What? Alright. This fucking alley, I swear. It's gonna be the death of all of us. Alright, have a good Friday. I'll see you later.